Hardware, model selection, and local LLMs. Selecting and running large language models, LLMs, locally is increasingly accessible, but the devil is in the hardware details. When choosing a model for local inference, the key metric is dedicated GPU memory, VRAM, not the total memory reported by your system, which often includes much slower shared RAM. For instance, an NVIDIA RTX 4070 Ti with 12GB VRAM can only efficiently run models that fit entirely within this space. If a model like DeepSeek R132BQ4 requires around 19GB, it will spill over into system RAM, resulting in a dramatic speed drop up to 10x slower. To maintain high throughput, crucial for tasks like coding assistance or real-time chat, model selection should prioritize quantized versions, Q4, Q5, etc. and parameter counts that fit within available VRAM, leaving headroom for the operating system and model context. For users starting out, smaller models such as Llama 7B or 8B variants, DeepSeek 8B, or even ultra-compact 1.5B models allow for experimentation on modest hardware, laptops with 32GB RAM and an RTX 4080, for example. These models can be fine-tuned for specific tasks, like acting as a personalized calendar or document search assistant, without the overkill and resource drain of a full-scale GPT-4 class model. In local setups, it's common to use smaller models for auto-completions and larger ones for more complex code generation or reasoning, balancing speed against capability. The choice of model often depends on the use case. For code completion, lighter models are sufficient. For full code agents or nuanced general reasoning, larger quantized models like DeepSeek or Qwen8B12B are preferred if hardware allows. The bottom line, for snappy performance, maximize VRAM utilization, and minimize reliance on shared memory. Open source ecosystem and UI debates. The open source AI ecosystem continues to evolve, not just in models, but also in tooling and user interfaces. AMD's Lemonade project exemplifies the debate around how much functionality should be baked into a local LLM server's web UI. Some advocate for a minimal UI, arguing that the primary job of a local server is to provide a robust API endpoint, leaving richer interfaces to projects like OpenWebUI or Continue.dev. Others push for a more polished, out-of-the-box experience, since the web UI is often a user's first touchpoint. Lemonade's current direction is to focus on AMD hardware optimization and keep the UI lightweight, adding only essential features like image input and model management. The community leans towards modularity. Let the server do what it does best, and let users connect their preferred front ends. A recent update to Llama, a popular local LLM server, introduced a GUI setting to expose the service to the network, streamlining what was previously a manual environment variable tweak. This seemingly small quality of life improvement illustrates a broader trend. As local AI tools mature, usability and network configuration are becoming as important as raw performance. For those orchestrating language models at scale, such as in academic or enterprise settings, the ability to deploy and benchmark multiple models across different hardware, NVIDIA, AMD, Apple Silicon, is crucial. Projects like OpenWebUI, combined with containerization, are enabling comparative studies of SLMs, small language models versus cloud LLMs, weighing not only accuracy but also operational cost, latency, and data privacy. Model innovation, MoE, fine-tuning, and research tools. Model architecture research remains brisk, with innovations targeting both efficiency and adaptability. The Pangu Pro MoE mixture of grouped experts model, for example, introduces a novel approach to expert selection in MoE architectures, grouping experts to achieve better load balancing across devices, particularly relevant for deployment on Ascend hardware. By activating an equal number of experts per group, the model avoids the bottlenecks common in traditional MoEs, facilitating efficient scaling and inference. Fine-tuning methods are also advancing. A recent paper proposes GORP, Continual Gradient Low-Rank Projection, which synergistically combines full and low-rank parameters for continual learning in LLMs. Unlike standard low-rank adaptation, LoRA, which can limit a model's ability to learn new tasks, GORP jointly optimizes within a low-rank gradient subspace, expanding the optimization space while maintaining efficiency. Experiments show that GORP outperforms existing methods on continual learning benchmarks, mitigating catastrophic forgetting, a perennial challenge when adapting LLMs to new domains. On the developer tooling front, frameworks like MedEdSpy aim to simplify LLM interaction by allowing users to specify tasks in YAML rather than traditional programming. This specifying, not programming approach enables rapid prototyping and easier model swapping with pipelines that are consistent and shareable, potentially lowering the barrier to entry for non-specialists. For code-centric workflows, the release of Osmosis Apply 1.7b, a model fine-tuned for code merges, stands out. It demonstrates that smaller, specialized models can outperform larger generic LLMs in targeted tasks, like applying code edits, with efficiency gains that matter for local deployments. Retrieval, RAG, and evaluation datasets. Retrieval augmented generation, RAG, and document-based research are hot topics for local LLM applications. The newly released WikiPUA dataset offers a benchmark for both web browsing agents and vector database RAG systems. Unlike earlier datasets that require live web access, WikiPQA allows direct comparison between systems using the full Wikipedia corpus and those that search the web, bridging a significant gap in evaluation. With 3,000 complex, narrative-style questions and encrypted answers to prevent training contamination, it's designed for robust, domain-specific benchmarking. The dataset is also fully open, enabling researchers to generate their own evaluation sets from proprietary documents. On the practical side, users are seeking more control over how local LLMs interact with personal data. While many deep research projects scrape the web automatically, there's growing demand for systems that prioritize user-supplied documents and allow granular control over web access. Tools like Silly Tavern, Anything LLM, and OpenWeUI offer partial solutions. But there's still a gap when it comes to enterprise-grade, document-centric research agents that mimic the flexibility of cloud giants like OpenAI or Google, but keep everything on-premises. For startups and businesses, integrating AI agents into document-heavy workflows, such as ERP systems in manufacturing, remains a challenge due to the variety of document formats and the need for robust OCR and dynamic parsing. While LLMs can assist with unstructured data extraction and anomaly detection, hybrid solutions that combine rule-based logic with AI remain the pragmatic choice, especially when budgets are tight and privacy is paramount. Kernel optimization and hardware enablement. At scale, kernel-level optimization can yield outsized gains in model inference performance. Hugging Face's collaboration with AMD on the MI300X GPU platform is a case in point. By developing open-source device-specific kernels, algorithms that handle core operations like matrix multiplication, significant efficiency improvements were achieved, particularly for FP8 inference on multi-GPU nodes. These optimizations are critical for non-NVIDIA hardware, which is often sidelined by the predominance of CUDA-optimized kernels. The result? Broader hardware support and lower barriers for deploying high-performance LLMs in diverse environments. This kernel focus is not just about squeezing out more flops. It's about democratizing AI infrastructure. As new hardware like AMD's MI300X or Apple's M-series chips become more prevalent, the open-source community's willingness to invest in low-level optimizations will determine how accessible high-end AI truly becomes. CLMs versus LMs, benchmarks and real-world use. The push to replace cloud LLMs with local SLMs, small language models, is accelerating, driven by cost, privacy, and controllability. Recent user benchmarks compare models like Phi-3, Mistral, Gemma, and Qwen SLMs against GPT-4, focusing on RAG-based Q&A chatbots for university resources. Metrics include not only answer quality, but also operational cost, latency under concurrent load, usability, and data sovereignty. The goal: achieve 70-80% of GPT-4's performance at a fraction of the cost while keeping sensitive data on-premises. For knowledge work and research, users report that models like Qwen 3.8b, Gemma 3.12b, Llama 3.18b, and Mistral 7b are competitive for most local tasks. While better is subjective and task-dependent, these SLMs strike a balance between speed, accuracy, and resource requirements, making them the current frontrunners for local deployments where cloud scale is unnecessary or undesirable. The message is clear. For most practical applications, especially those involving retrieval, document analysis, or code generation, well-chosen SLMs can deliver robust results without the overhead or privacy trade-offs of cloud LLMs. The future of AI may not be about ever larger models, but about smarter orchestration, better tooling, and the relentless pursuit of efficiency at every layer of the stack.